He has the right quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson, like we said, is
he's pretty special. You know what I was going to say, too? Let's bring Jim in on this point. I was thinking about this on my drive in this morning when I started thinking about Bielema and his influences. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Justin. Just saw you just a little while ago.
Yes, it was good to see you in person. Yeah. Here's my thought process this morning, which has nothing to do with this other than the fact that Russell Wilson played for Bielema in Wisconsin. Is this the best rookie class ever, or at least in the same vein as 1983? When you think about Russell Wilson, RG3, Andrew Luck, I don't know who else in this class is playing, but this is a salty, disgracefully impressive freshman class in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it'll be a class, especially if RG3 can stay healthy. It's easy for him to bounce up from some of these hits now, see what happens in about 5 years. But, I mean, if these guys can last a while, like Elway and Marino and all those guys did, it could end up being that good a class. Certainly as a rookie class, it's been great. Great for the NFL.
All right, Jim, so I heard you say it this morning.
Recap. Don't forget Tannehill. Don't forget Tannehill.
Oh, yeah, Tannehill, too.
Yeah. No, verdict's still out on Tannehill.
Well, he is a starter, at least. But, okay, Jim, you said it on the morning show, and I had the exact same reaction when they announced that Brett Bielema was going to be the next head coach at Arkansas. And your reaction was what?
Well, I was stunned. The name was starting to leak out while all that Gundy tweeting was going on. And then I threw it out there. I said, I hear a name coming from the north, and it ain't Santa Claus. And, of course, we could have gone further. But I was just kind of surprised, just because not only had we not heard anything from our all these alleged sources and everybody following planes and this kind of thing, but nothing even remotely came out of Wisconsin. I mean, I think they were just as stunned. And I think he was not one of the people you heard people talk about, because it just seemed like he was a coach that might be a lifer at Wisconsin, that would be there until he was done coaching college football. It didn't seem like, I mean, you just associated him with Wisconsin. At least now he can keep all the red and white clothing he's got.
Well, that's a good fit. That's why I think Gundy to Tennessee makes perfect sense. But they're chasing Strong, apparently. So,
I mean, has Gundy just flirted with them and now back, told him he doesn't want the job?
If he backs out of the Tennessee opportunity, he's insane.
I knew that's what he was going to do.
He's worn out his welcome at Oklahoma State. He doesn't. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the thinking there.
He's left more of a mess than, say, Houston Nutt was with some people. Remember the LSU flirtation the year after the Nebraska flirtation? Well, I'll tell you, Gundy is letting Sexton get him into quite a quagmire over there. And he can't. I mean, he went 7-5 this year, and it was a rebuilding year for him, but he'd have to really take that upward, or some folks are really going to be tired of him.
I may be insane. I don't know what the downside of going to Tennessee is if you're a guy like that. I mean, you got unbelievable facilities and a limitless pot of money. You got tradition in a checkerboard end zone. You got a dog that bites opposing kickers. I mean, it is all upside to go to Tennessee. I mean, now, there's a lot of competition over there without a doubt, and the East is getting better. But if you are as cocky as he is, and your ego's as big as his is, and every great coach has it a little bit, you got to go want to be competing against the best every week.
Well, I would say at this time in the SEC, it'd be easier to go to a school like Tennessee and make it up to the top of that division than it would be to go to Arkansas or Auburn and jump past two or three different schools. I think Texas A&M has a chance right now to be Texas, where they've never had that chance before. Just getting away from Texas has let Texas A&M maybe start to realize its greatness and start to get the kind of players that would make it better than the Longhorns. Alabama and LSU, of course, are at their peaks in their history. I mean, you know, you can't get much higher than where Alabama is, and they've been there 7 or 8 times. I guess they claimed 13 or 14 championships, but they're on the verge of winning a third in 4 years. And then LSU's been contending. look how hard the West Division is. And I don't think Hugh Freeze is going away, and I don't think Mullen's going away. Yeah. I think the West is the biggest grouping of great coaches and powerhouse programs around the country. So just saying that, I think Tennessee's a job where I still think Georgia can be had. I think Rick is doing well. He can't knock what he's been able to accomplish the last 2 years. I think Florida's, you know, obviously on the mend under Muschamp. But you know, South Carolina's probably at its ceiling. And then after that, everybody's kind of – I think Vanderbilt could be at its ceiling, really. So I think Tennessee would be a job you could think, man, I can get, you know, up to the top again, yeah, like Fulmer did.
Right. What shocked you more, the Gus Malzahn departure or the Bielema hire?
Well, the Gus Malzahn departure didn't shock me yesterday because I'd already heard kind of inklings of it, that if they were going to be offered that job, they were gone. So I kind of knew something was up there. No, it was Bielema all the way, just because of not hearing any, you know, whiff of his name at all. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Jeff Long had Bielema on his mind from day one, or
no,
did he go through a couple of guys?
Trey Schaap actually talked to Jeff this morning off the air, and he didn't go on mic with him, but he said that he didn't really pick up on it until about 4 days ago, and then it just happened very quickly.
Well, then who were the other guys?
That I didn't get into, but I'm sure they'll talk about it a little bit today. I doubt I mentioned it at the press conference, but
I'm sure that for the longest, even though I never thought the guy would ever leave, and he wouldn't. I know Patterson was a guy that Jeff Long had singled out as a, you know, the guy he thought would be a great fit for Arkansas and a good target. But he's never the only job he's going to leave for is Texas. If he was to even leave that, he's got a great situation. He and his coaches have a great situation at TCU. I never felt like this Peterson stuff was for real. I think they may have been talking to him and reaching out to him, but I don't think he ever told him, yeah, I'm coming, no, I'm not, any of that kind of stuff. I do think the Les Miles stuff was real. I think for about a few days there, they actually thought he might actually want to leave LSU, and I think Jeff saw that as the kind of hire he wanted to make, which is a statement hire.
So why would he want to leave LSU?
Well, he did. I mean, he did. But somehow or another, the Arkansas people got the idea, the way he was talking, that he did want to. I think Arkansas interpreted his interest as that he was serious about wanting to leave, that he'd reached his ceiling at LSU. I think there's the whole common thread here with Bielema and, you know, with Les Miles and any of these guys is, have you done all you can do? Here's an opportunity for you to do something bigger, something different.
You know what that sounded like? A Les Miles fourth down fake punt from, like, you know, fourth and 30 right there. He just worked the system.
So, I mean, if you could have Bielema or Les Miles, who would you take?
Oh, Bielema in a second.
See, that's I'm saying. For a lot of fans, I think that's the case.
Oh, no question.
I mean, for a few minutes there during the time period where we knew it was Bielema and we knew Gus was leaving and Arkansas had made no effort for Gus, I mean, that they didn't feel like it was good for the state for Gus to go from Arkansas State to Arkansas. I was really thinking in terms of, well, it isn't good for the state for him to go from Arkansas State to Arkansas, but it's okay for him to leave Arkansas State. I mean, to go to Auburn, is that good?
Yeah.
I mean, and I felt kind of bad for ASU, and I felt bad that Gus was leaving after all the rhetoric about making this the Boise of the South and a top 25 team and all this, because I've said this on the morning show, and I hate to repeat it again here, but if those were his goals, then he had to know he'd be winning big and that he'd be in demand by Auburn and the schools that he's already had an association with, and that he would have had to been turning those jobs down, because you got to have some consistency in the coaching position to be the Boise of the South. I mean, look at how Southern Mississippi now is struggling, and I think that's a good goal for Arkansas State to try to be.
Yeah.
It's the Southern Mississippi, at least before this year, I mean, they go 0-12, but look at the inconsistency they've had it at Coates ever since they, is it Jeff, what was the guy's name that was there for years after Jim Carmody?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they let that guy go, basically. The guy after, you know, between Fedora.
Didn't they fire him after, and they went to a bowl game the year they canned him,
yeah,
I think.
But he'd always been winning like 8, 9, or 10 games.
Yeah, I've been there before, believe me. I've been part of Iowa State was fired a guy when I was right after I left school that was going to bowl games on a pretty consistent basis. You got to know who you are and what you're capable of. We talked about it last night, Jim. Ole Miss couldn't get Cutcliffe out of town fast enough, and then, you know, they bring in Nutt, and they're like, hooray, hooray, look at us. You know, that after a couple, I guess, the misstep in between there. But it's like, oh, look at us. And next thing you know, it's like, look, you are what you are. You're not,
yeah.
you, if you can get a guy that can win you 7-8 games a year, you're doing really well. You're not, you know, maybe under Freeze now they can do something special and be unique and catch lightning in a bottle if they get the right quarterback and do something crazy. But generally speaking, that's a good year. I mean, you got to know who you are.
Yeah, and in 2003, Cutcliffe's got them, you know, fighting LSU, I guess. Who wins a national championship under Saban, fighting them for the West.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't recruit the way some of those Ole Miss people, they thought, hey, we're okay, but we could be so much better. And that's you can look at Arkansas's basketball program and
yes.
see what happens when you start thinking that way.
Yep.
Boy, we were good in the mid-90s when Pat Bradley was shooting those threes, but now we could be so much better. Let's get rid of Nolan.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I asked you a question about Patterson, or I asked about who did I ask you about between Bielema and Les Miles? What about between him and Gruden?
About Bielema and Gruden?
Yeah. I mean, because everybody's like, Gruden, we want Gruden. We got to settle for this guy. And I'm thinking, first of all, Gruden was never possible. Second of all, Gruden has no college experience whatsoever for the most part.
Right. And I think he's shown by his decisions that he really has no real interest in what goes into a college job. I think it would have been a great statement hire, but I'm not. But he's also the same guy that he won a Super Bowl early on, and then it was pretty much he hit his ceiling, and everything he did afterward was kind of a spiral down, wasn't it?
I mean,
he got fired at Tampa. I mean, he wasn't like Tom Landry.
There is talk about him going back to the Raiders, I read this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Jim, you've had a little over 12 hours to think about this. Was yesterday the craziest whirlwind in Arkansas sports history?
Well, I think if you combine it with the crazy whirlwind of April, this has been the craziest year of all time in Arkansas sports. I don't quite remember much. I'll tell you how things have changed, though. I was working for the Gazette, the old Arkansas Gazette, before the papers were combined, and I was covering Arkansas State football, actually. I was also the Southwest Conference beat writer. I covered the day that Hatfield left Arkansas for Clemson. And that very same day, and I was up at Jonesboro for basketball, Lathwell left ASU. And that was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, for Lathwell to just quit was kind of big. But it was so dwarfed with Hatfield leaving that there was barely any coverage. You know, I mean, my story kind of got buried down at the bottom of page 8A or 1A. Today, it's almost like Malzahn leaving and Bielema coming is played equally.
Right.
In the papers, both on 1A and on the lead sports page. It's tells you how much it's just odd to me, really.
Well,
size of the program.
Well, because of the last two coaches, they have come a long way, and it is a very attractive job, I would think, for the next guy. Way too early look at the next season, Jim. And I'm starting to look at the season. I'm like, okay, well, what's he going to do this first year? Because I'm going to guess that Gus, and I don't know what's going to be left on campus. Although I would say the kid from Shiloh becomes a more
Kyle Frazier
compelling element next year.
They got three QBs.
Yeah,
Wallace emerge at the end of the year.
My guess is they'll be to me they'll have an Ole Miss like year this year. I mean, he'll go in there and he'll do something similar. I would guess they'll be barely bowl
eligible. They could. I think he could get them obviously focused positively, just like Hugh did, and get them playing, you know, with confidence and start to win again.
They play in week two against Arkansas State, of course, over in Oxford, which is going to be awkward. November 2nd, Auburn comes to Fayetteville, a game we'll all be watching closely. Okay, so let's go through this game, these games real quicker. Arkansas opens against Louisiana Lafayette August 31st in Fayetteville. Then they come to Little Rock against Samford on September 7th. That's Samford.
Yes, not Stanford.
No, then Southern Miss on September 14th in Fayetteville. They got to go to Piscataway, New Jersey to play Rutgers in their crazy aluminum helmets. A&M in Fayetteville on the 28th. Florida in Gainesville. South Carolina in Fayetteville. Bama in Tuscaloosa. They do get a bye week between Bama and Auburn. So there's the one upside. They get an off week before the Auburn game. Ole Miss at Oxford, bye week again. Mississippi State in the Rock, and then Baton Rouge for the LSU game on November 30th. This is a tough schedule when you throw in a road trip to Florida.
I would say the first three games may be the best chances for win.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure Louisiana Lafayette is any picnic at home. I mean, they're good under Mark Hudspeth, but Arkansas still should find enough players. And I think Bielema is going to enjoy some of the talent he finds on defense. One, he really likes good ends, and I think the defensive ends were playing great at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And I think the linebackers, the freshman linebackers got a lot of experience and will be, you know, a lot better. And the secondary, I mean, you know, sure, they struggled, but, well, they were young, freshmen and sophomores mostly, and they got experience. So I really think his strength, which he likes to have a solid defense, is pretty well served with the experience some of those guys got. Now, do they need more talent? Sure. But the other thing I'm really excited about the new coach is this offensive line has ability, I think, that they just haven't lived up to. I think there's three or four guys that were highly recruited that you just hardly even see out there, and I don't know why that is, but I don't think it's a lack of talent. I think a new staff is just what some of these guys like Bray Cook, guys like Mitch Smothers need, because I think that they're players. I don't think, you know, Arkansas is lacking there at all. Who's going to be the quarterback, you know, is the question.
Brandon Allen
or does Brandon Mitchell go back to quarterback?
Okay, let me ask you, if you had a bet on the Allens or the Brandons, who would you go with?
I'm sorry.
If I gave you two Allens or I gave you two Brandons, who would you like a quarterback?
Well, to start the season,
yeah,
I would have Brandon Mitchell back there, and I would be trying to do some of the things that you might have done with Russell Wilson, and try to run the football with him more,
okay.
And cut down on those turnovers. My gosh, I mean, it's amazing. Arkansas went 4-8 considering how bad a turnover margin they had. It was horrendous.
Pat, what did you tell them? Well, weren't they tops in the country in turnovers?
Yeah, that's right, pal.
They do a good job with that, Jim. Hey, Crazy Mike is in the studio, Jim.
Hey, and, Crazy Mike.
Hey, Jim.
How about our buddy, Buck James?
He did a great job, didn't he?
Winning the state championship. I heard you were down on the field after the game.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Did you tackle anybody, Mike?
No, I almost tackled the security guy. He had a little attitude going on there in the stands.
He was
ready to go get him a corn dog. Yeah, he was trying.
He didn't know who he was messing with.
Our old buddy from Jefferson Prep, Buck James.
Yes, sir.
Got his first state championship last Friday night, Camden Fairview, defeating Batesville. What a second half that was.
Yeah, it was a great game.
We got great games this weekend, too, Jim. Looking forward to carrying him on the buzz, and that talk will get lost a little bit in all the coach stuff, but anyway, I do want to remind everybody the 4 o'clock presser can be heard right here on The Buzz, so stay tuned all day long, and if you want to react, come get you some. Jim, thanks so much, man.
Thank
I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great day. See you later.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Wow, it's been a great day. Jim's excited, huh?
Yeah. We'll talk with Crazy Mike about what's happening at Crazy Mike's. Also, talk to him about his thoughts on Arkansas' new hire and Gus's departure.
And we're going to talk about the big basketball win yesterday.
Yes.
Listen, I know. Look, I got to get you back on board. I don't